Don't know how to title this podcast. I want to talk about my 1978 mafia boyfriend who picked me up on the Brooklyn Bridge. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Now, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge was not a gay bar, but in the 70s, it was a cruising bridge. I was in the Strat one night, and as usual, the bar closed, and as usual, empty-handed and alone, I headed for the subway, and another Strat patron started up a conversation on our way to the subway. And he said, "I'm getting off at the Brooklyn Bridge stop and walk across the bridge to Brooklyn and see what I can pick up on the way." I thought, I need to investigate this. So I called up my slut friend, Richie, who said, "Oh yeah, they cruise on the bridge, go for it." So I did. About a week later, I found myself at the foot of the bridge on the Brooklyn side. It was the borough I lived in. Horny and lonely, and decided to take a cruise. The pedestrian walkway was in horrid need of repair. It had holes in it, and I could have fallen onto the pavement and gotten run over by a drunk driver. So after midway, I became nervous about the whole idea and decided to head back to Brooklyn. And that was when I heard this voice behind me. "Hey, what's up?" It was a nice masculine bass voice, and through the early morning shadows, he looked pretty good. The sun was rising as we walked to my apartment in Park Slope. It was amazing. At 375 pounds, I had no trouble walking 3 miles with a hot man by my side. Sex does that to you. Well, once he was in my apartment, the hairy beast and I had sex, took a nap, and had more sex. Yes, I was in heaven and couldn't believe my eyes. Then he told me what and who he was. He was an Italian working for the mafia, and he had to leave to do a job, and he'll be right back. Well, after he left, a vision of a scene came from The Godfather popped into my head. In my vision, Tony and I were making love in bed, and a hitman broke into my apartment to eliminate Tony because he was gay and having sex with a man, and all I was collateral damage. Well, that relationship ended quite fast. I was just too young to die for love. This is Eric, and thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.